Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, and I'm so excited that Jenna is still gallivanting all over Italy, and I have asked two of Jenna and I's friends to pitch in and co-host with me this week, and they've been so patient waiting while I have screwed up all of our technology for the last 40 minutes. They've been here with me along with it. So with no further ado, I want to introduce our incredible friends, Corey and Dan. Welcome to Bonded by Bravo, Corey and Dan.
Aloha. So happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't we jump in and talk about how we know each other and how you two know each other? You guys go first.
Well, we met almost actually our 1 year anniversary is coming up from when we had our first date, which is in it's actually Sunday,
September 17th.
And we met through Hinge. Shout out Hinge.
Shout out Hinge. I will never forget. I was in LA on September 20th. Which was not even three days after your first date, and me and Corey had dinner, and he told me that you met and that he had a good feeling, but that he didn't want to jinx anything, but he wouldn't stop smirking, and he was like going over your house to like cook something, or you were cooking him dinner, right?
Date number three, I think so,
yeah.
I tricked Corey and Dan into doing this with me while Jenna's away. Corey and me know each other because we used to work in the same restaurant that Jenna and I worked at that we never actually say on the podcast. We don't say the name of it.
Oh, we don't? Why?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think we thought
we should give cred. If people deep dove into the Instagram of said restaurant, they would be enthused. They would
It's not like it's in business anymore. I don't know why we're trying to hide it, but that, so me, you, and Jenna all
Easter egg kind of thing. Like, what? Like the diehard fans want to know.
Yeah. The diehard fans. They'll figure it out.
There's going to be a Reddit thread. Check my LinkedIn.
Oh my God. What if we have a Reddit thread? Oh,
somebody start one. Please send us a link.
If we had a Reddit thread, I would die. Me and Corey met at the restaurant, and Jenna, obviously you and Jenna worked there before me. So Corey, you work in PR in LA. I know that we've talked, like you've told me some funny stories. And I know that also like, it's not, you can't give away all your secrets, but if you had any secrets, what's something fun or that you can maybe divulge, anything good? I know we can't give the name of our old restaurant, but is there anything you can give us about the, you know, celebrities in LA out there?
Wow.
It doesn't have to be that juicy. Any funny stories? I know that I'll never forget the time you sent me the picture of you on the red carpet, and like you were on the red carpet, but it was like the famous person. And then if you zoomed in really hard, you could see you in the back. Like where's Waldo?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually us. It's just like our whole thing is to like be in the back and not be seen. And, you know, there's been a few mishaps. Like one time I stepped on Rebecca Black's foot and heard like this ow, and she was like, whoa. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought she was just like a civilian. Not that that makes it any better. But then when I realized that she was like one of our talent, I was like,
civilian. Is that what you call everybody else, a civilian?
People, yeah.
Who's Rebecca Black? Does that
Rebecca
make me old?
Black came to fame years ago, probably on YouTube for that song Friday, right?
Oh my God. Like, okay, that's it.
Friday.
That's who I thought. Okay, that's who I thought
she's
it was.
She's moved on since that. She's progressed in her career.
She
really?
I think she's a lesbian and out. I'm what? Lesbian now. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I might be wrong about that. Good to our people. I feel like she's maybe she's bi. There's something going on there. So
I can't believe that after that song, she was taken seriously in the music industry.
Yeah, she's done some cool stuff since.
Wow. Okay. Any other good stories?
Gosh, so many. I feel like I'm put on the spot. I don't even know where to start.
A nugget.
Nugget. I will say Kim Kardashian's the best celeb I've ever worked with. She's always on time and so delightful. And I feel like whenever I'm caught in conversations with people who are like, oh, I hate the Kardashians, they're everywhere, like this and that, I would have to say, like, no, they're always working 24/7. They have so many commitments. and they show up. They show up and they're courteous. And honestly, even more, I mean, at least Kim was more beautiful in person. Like, she did not look like there was any surgery or anything like that. It was like, wow, that is just like a beautiful, voluptuous woman who carries herself well.
We love the Kardashians on this podcast. So that just like proves our everything we believe. So that's amazing. Love that. Okay. Enough of putting you on the spot. Dan, anything? Think about it and get back to us. I think the stepping on the toes to the thought of civilian is a good one. Dan, I know me and you, I've only known you for the year that you and Corey have dated, and we've discussed a lot of pop culture in that time, even maybe side texting a little, sorry, Corey, about our pop culture love. I would love to get your thoughts because I know we had many. You even blew up on TikTok with one of your dramatic reenactments of the Vanderpump Scandal. Give me your thoughts on Scandoval. Give me your thoughts on what's happening now. Have you seen everything that's happening with Ariana and Tom and Raquel, aka Rachel? Yeah, give us your hot take.
I heard that he commented on her Instagram post for her birthday and that she blocked him. Which I think is obviously great. The public wants to see her kind of blocking him and not going back there. So I think that was a smart move on her end. I'm really curious to see this season just because it does look like he's kind of coming back into the fold. Obviously, I'm sure it's very produced. They have their call times, they have to show up, but I'm just curious from Ariana's perspective if that's going to cause any issues or, you know, how that's going to go down. Especially with someone like Sheena, who, you know, has over and over again said Ariana's her best friend. So I'm curious to see how that's handled.
Did you see any of the blinds that producers at the very last scene tried to get Sandoval, Sheena, and Ariana to talk? And Ariana basically refused and left with her new boyfriend.
I did not see that. That's kind of shocking that Sheena would put her in that position.
But Sheena sat there and had the conversation with him.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's typical Sheena. Like, she needs to be liked. She wants to be liked. So she'll do whatever it takes to kind of get up there. Did you happen to listen to the interview with Bethany?
I did. I mean, first of all, I mean, there's so much there.
Yeah.
I don't think it did her any favors at all.
Really?
I don't, because it felt to me like, at least when I listened to it, it didn't feel like she was understanding. Again, there was no accountability. Mm. Like, yes, she was kind of saying, well, I can't believe after all this vitriol and all these people came after me, how I'm still somehow the villain. It's like, you're the villain because, you know what I mean? Now, just because everyone roasted you on the internet doesn't make it all go away. It's like, take accountability, say you fucked up. And it just, it kept coming off like she was trying to justify it by saying, well, we weren't really best friends, or, you know, just things like that.
What do you think? Like, I would agree with part of it, but I do think there was part where she was taking accountability. I think I'm more upset that, like, Tom Sandoval's out here on these streets, like, nothing's happening. And I feel like, where's his repercussions? Even, you know, him getting asked questions, and today he got asked a question on a red carpet and said, oh, you know, she's thirsty, that's why she blocked me. Really?
Coming from him, that's...
I know. Rich. Yeah. Corey, what are your thoughts on Scandoval?
I didn't know that he was out and about. I thought he was still in hiding.
No. No, he is out and about. He, like, went on a tour.
When I saw them during the taping, he was not present.
Talk to us about the taping. We talked about you on the podcast that you were there for the taping, but... let's hear it from the source.
It was the most LA thing I've ever seen in my life.
So what does that mean for people not from LA?
Oh, okay. So that entails that, like, oh my God, just celebrities show up and people go nuts. I mean, like you would anywhere else, but it was almost like a circus. Like, they showed up and, like, then the fodder spread. Like, it was like before dinner time, not busy at all. And you see, like, you know, James shows up and you're like, oh, okay, this is going down. Like, this is about to happen. And then all of a sudden it was packed, and like all of like the fans were just had their phones out. I'm like, oh my God, he's there. He's right there. And like, they were lapping it up.
Like groupies.
Groupies. Groupies for sure.
Really? That feels so weird.
It was very weird.
Yeah. And damn, we talked about on here too, the night that we went to Schwartz and Sandy's. And I don't know about you, but I got groupie vibes that night also.
100%. And I think they love that, right? Obviously. Oh, yeah. That's why they go there. They love those fans coming up to them wanting the photos. And I think totally they're thriving on that.
It felt weird. It felt like, I don't know if this is, yeah, it felt a little uncomfortable. Okay, well, that's our thoughts on Scandoval. I have a lot. I feel like we're probably going to be a little more pop culture heavy today. Just because that's what I wanted to chat about. But let's just to loosen things up. I made a game for Corey based on Housewives, because I know Corey. So I would say out of you, Corey and Dan, you're more Bravo centric than Corey, correct? You're more of a Bravo fan.
Definitely more
than Corey.
Reality pop culture centric than Corey, I would say for sure. Yeah.
So you're not as much Bravo, but more pop culture.
I love Vanderpump, but I am just someone who never, like, I've tried The Real Housewives, but I'm just not into it hard for some. And it's weird because I feel like that's so in my genre of things, but for some reason it just never caught on with me.
I
wish it, I wish that was not the case because I feel like there's so much content I could go back and binge watch.
So much content. I think in the midst of this, sorry, I'm trying to find my doc with my notes on it. But have you heard any rumblings about the new cast of Real Housewives of New York?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard mixed things about them.
Yeah, okay. Tell me.
Why are you liking it? I've heard I've heard at times it's boring. I've heard it was a nice refresh with a little bit of a younger cast coming in. But I've heard that it's slow. I don't know.
It's weird.
I might be wrong about that.
I was so on the bandwagon of absolutely not. I'm not cheating on Dorinda. I'm not cheating on Sonia. I would never do such a thing. I watched the first episode and was immediately just like hook, line, and sinker. Jenna Lyons is this new queen, Bravo queen to me. So yeah, if there is one that you want to get into, I think the new Roni or original New Jersey, because Dan is from New Jersey, so he knows what goes down in New Jersey.
I do. I actually went to school with a Manzo. What? My sister dated Alex Manzo. Or I probably shouldn't be saying first and last names. She dated whoever Manzo. Is it Caroline Manzo? Her nephew, whoever. So that was another thing that my uncle Kevin actually went to school with Camille Grammer back in the day and they dated.
Oh my, is Uncle Kevin hot?
But he was definitely back in the day. He kind of looked like a young Matt Damon back in the day.
Oh my God.
So if
Matt
that's your
Damon
thing,
is like,
yeah, that's.
I also wonder if me and Uncle Kevin are probably closer in age. I'm just kidding.
Hey, he's still with my Aunt Chrissy, but if anything goes south, yeah. I'll definitely let you know.
It's not like I have a husband or anything either.
That's
so
true.
You have a lot of those Jersey roots. Okay.
Those Jersey connections.
I would try to give like season 2, season 3 New Jersey Housewives a go.
Okay.
And definitely Roni. So, okay. Corey, this is a game that I made up for you. I assumed, Dan, that you would know this. I assumed Housewives. I just made all these assumptions. But anywho, I'm going to give it to Corey. And if you want to give him hints, feel free. Okay.
Okay.
So this game.
I might not know it either,
so. Yeah. So this game is this a Housewife quote or a Cardi B quote?
Oh, that's so good.
Genius.
So Dan, you have to guess if this
fun
is a
fact.
Housewife quote. Yeah, fun fact.
Fun fact for Cardi B. I worked her show at Bonnaroo when she headlined in 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. 2018 or 19. And she was dancing, doing her thing, dropping it low. And her ass ripped out of her like onesie suit right in front of my face. And I was like, oh, no. Because as like what my job was at the time, at Bonnaroo, you know, we were doing publicity and we were with all of the photographers who were supposed to like get them in, get them out, and they only get three songs and like whatever, and like this big moment was happening. I was like, oh no, like everybody's gonna get harassed and this is gonna be like the big moment. And this security guard like lunged right by me and got up and like covered her ass and like walked her off stage. And it was no thing for her. Like only one person got a shot and it was kind of whatever. I actually have a bunch on my phone. but she came out like a minute later tops in a robe and was like, hey y'all, sorry, like my ass ripped out of my pants, here we go, and just like did the whole thing from her bathrobe. She's that is badass.
And that's ass. Cardi B too, and that's why, again, Cardi B is, I have loved her since day one. I used to watch her on Love and Hip Hop. I'm sure back in the day, Love and Hip Hop New York. She was in the original cast. She was dating some guy who was in jail and always talked about it and was like holding him down. And yeah, so that's a great, if that happens, if there's any of these little snippets or nuggets, keep them coming. That's a good one to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So the game is housewife quotes or Cardi B quotes. Okay. Number one, you're a clown. And when I called you garbage, I meant you are garbage.
Wait, hold on. Dan's on his phone. Can you restart?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
God, waited. Housewife's quotes or Cardi B? You're a clown. And when I called you garbage, I meant you're garbage.
Housewives.
Yes. Caroline Manzo that Dan just mentioned. There we go. That's a jersey.
Wait, book. I want to play this too.
Yeah,
I
play get it.
On this. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, you guys can debate. Okay. Okay. Housewives or Cardi B? I got to stay out of Gucci.
Cardi.
No? Okay. Yeah, let's say Cardi on that one.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. Two for two.
Who are you going to say? Which housewife?
I was actually going to say a housewife. So I'm glad you steered me.
That
could be for extra points. Okay.
Bonus points.
Okay.
Where's Cardi from?
The Bronx.
New York?
The Bronx, yeah. New York. Who going to check J-Lo me, though?
Have a face off.
Ooh. That
would be good. What was it?
Who going to check me, boo?
I feel like that's Cardi.
I feel like it should be Cardi, but it's a trick and it's a housewife.
You're right. Okay, housewife.
It is. That is one of the most famous.
Oh, Corey, you're doing really well.
You are really good at this. I really thought I was going to like stump you. I talked to Meek about this and was like, look at this game that I have. It's going to be so good.
I love it.
All right, you're three for freaking three. Is this like a lame game? Okay. Okay. Spoil me and Prada, I'm worth every dollar.
Isn't that a Cardi lyric?
Sounds, spoil me and Prada, I don't know.
I think it's a Cardi lyric.
Okay, let's say Cardi. I still would say housewife.
Spoil me and Prada. Right.
I'm saying housewife.
Do the next part? how would the next part go?
I forgot.
Dan says housewife, Corey says Cardi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Cardi.
Oh my god.
Okay. Once a guy has sex with you five times, he loves you.
Aw, that's sweet. It should only take three.
I'm gonna say housewife.
Honestly, if they're having, whoever's saying that, I got to have words with you. If they're having sex with you, they better already love you. They better have said it five times.
Oh my god. Is this for real?
Ask Dan.
So what is your
not my experience.
What? You lying.
Okay, so what do we say? Cardi B or a housewife?
Cardi's not saying that.
No, I'm gonna say housewife.
Wrong. Cardi said that.
What?
Yes. Okay, good. I got one.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Who is Adrienne Maloof in this world?
She's a Beverly Hills housewife.
Oh no, sorry. Her. Housewife quote or Cardi B? You worked with Adrienne Maloof.
I was like, yes, I finally got one.
So wait, Corey, you worked with her.
I worked with Adrienne for sure.
Anything you can say about Adrienne Maloof?
All I can say is shout out to this reporter who totally duped me and Adrienne. We did this, you know, big story. She had a new business at the time or whatever it was that she was focusing on. And it was like trying to like not, we were not talking about the divorce. We were not
talking about the divorce. Okay, fair.
And like people were not allowed to ask about it. This reporter snuck it in at the end and of course like made it the headline. And like as soon as it came up, Adrian was like, come on, like what is this? And I was like, oh my God, like we'll get it fixed. Cause usually you can like chat with a reporter and be like, yo, like if you want a relationship, this is not the way you go about it. This girl was like kind of one and done and I never heard from her again.
Where's she at now? Good question.
Not still at the place she was reporting.
not on this podcast.
But I went back to her and was like, can we please change the headline? Like this and that, like shitting my pants. Like this is going to be the end of my career. I'm done. I was only like an assistant at the time. And, right. you know, and I don't want to upset Adrian. I don't want to be in that drama. And
no.
Like maybe a couple hours later, like nothing had changed. I wasn't able to finagle my way. I was a novice publicist at the time. but Adrian called back and was like, forget about it. It's all good. I am getting so many inquiries. Everybody is like asking about this. And so cheers to them. It honestly ended up working out.
No, what is it? No PR is bad PR.
That's what they say. No, that's still up for debate.
No press is good press.
Yes, all
press
thank you.
Press. Oh, yeah, all press.
No press is good press. That's the motto of my company.
I loved how I said, yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay. Okay. Okay, that was awesome. That's a good story. See, this we just need little nuggets. We don't need anything crazy. We don't need to know who, like, you know, was an asshole. Anyway. Okay. Oh, yeah. More Cardi. I have two more.
Oh.
Okay. Is this a housewife quote or a Cardi B quote? I'm too rich to get into a fight.
Sam.
I feel like that's a housewife quote.
I'd like to think that it's Cardi.
So what do we say? So Corey says Cardi. Dan says.
I'll go with Dan.
I'm going to say housewife.
It's Cardi.
Oh, I knew I was right.
I don't think I got one right.
I'm always right.
Here, we'll do this one as the final one. Okay. I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
I know I say housewife every time, but I'm going to still go with housewife this time.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Cardi, I feel like that feels on brand.
For her to say.
Cardi would not be like, I'm unwell. Cardi is on top, always.
Correct. It is a housewife. That was Dorinda. And again, another iconic quote. Should I throw one more in to trick you or have we added
off
the game?
I mean, okay, I've been one tricked more. Every time, but yeah, throw another one in.
All right, this is the last one. And thank you for playing along with this. Prostitution whore. Is that a Cardi B lyric or housewife quote?
Housewife by Teresa Giudice.
Yes, Dan.
Where did that come from?
With the win.
That was like the flipping the table moment.
Yes.
Right? Oh. Where she's like, you prostitution whore, 15 guys or whatever she said.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was great. Okay. Let's get into some pop culture. That was really good. Thank you guys for playing along. I appreciate you. What are some things that we're talking about right now? I don't know about you. Are you guys following the Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner stuff?
I saw the photos. Are they really together? What do they talk about?
Did you see them making out at Beyonce's tour in LA? I died.
Yeah, it was, I couldn't really picture them at first, but after seeing the video, I was like, okay, this actually looks kind of like a hot situation that they both got themselves into.
Side note, was that the same concert that Kris Jenner was at that you sent me the video and people were saying she looked awkward when really the girl's just trying to have a good time. Let her dance.
What was she doing? Dancing?
Shaking.
I love her. She's a wild one.
Let her do a dance. I feel the same way you did, Dan. Like, I wasn't here for it at all in the beginning. Timothée Chalamet is like my ultimate talent crush. He might be on my celebrity hall pass. But I was like, no, I don't see it. And then seeing that video of them at Beyonce, I thought it was like the cutest, sweetest thing. And she's just in her skinny white boy era.
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird how they all are. Like how Kim went with Pete. Like I feel like they all just made a collective decision. They're like, black guys are out. Like we're in with the skinny white guys.
Well, did you hear that Kim is apparently spending time with I'm going to say this wrong because I'm not a sports person.
Tom Brady?
Odell Beckham Jr., who used to play for the Giants.
No.
OBJ? But... is that it? I'm about to... yeah. Apparently.
I mean, she was with Ray J, so she has past athlete experience. I
oh, Reggie Bush.
Back in. Oh, yeah. Wait, who did I say?
Ray J. That was sex tape.
That too. Yeah, but yeah. Reggie Bush is what I meant.
It's like Ray J played sports. Brandy's bro.
Okay. I think, so we talked about, I know that this has been a lot. I'm sure you have seen this too. Everything that's been going on with Danny Masterson. Oh. What have you caught up with that? And what are your thoughts on the Mila and Ashton letters to the judge? Do we feel a certain way?
It's so funny because I just finished reading Demi Moore's memoir this week. Yeah? And she talks about like hanging at Danny Masterson's, like with when she was obviously married to Ashton for what, 6 years or 5 or 6 years. And then Ashton cheated on her. And
what? I just did she say that in the book?
Oh yeah, he was terrible to her. And what? Yeah, so I just have like a whole confused perspective about him now.
Can you mail me that book?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great read and it's real quick.
I love a celebrity memoir.
Me too. Didn't in the book Demi Moore say that Ashton kind of pressured her a little bit into drinking again after she had been sober for a while?
He basically like gave her the option, or like the way that he talked about alcohol kind of like inspired her to want to try it again after being sober for a long time, and she thought she could do it and
okay,
she couldn't.
Yeah, I guess you can't put that on Ashton, but
yeah,
I just
she didn't say
why would anybody, who would ever encourage a sober person or like even talk about alcohol in like, that's so mind-blowing.
Yeah, I remember
your
seeing
partner
an interview
sober. Yeah,
yeah, where she kind of had said like, I wanted to be that like fun cool girl and be able to party, and I guess exactly like you can't put that on him, that was her decision, but clearly that wasn't a great time in her life being with him.
No, but it makes me judge his character, like everything that I learned about him. And you know, I can appreciate that they wanted to stand up for their friend, you know, and probably don't know all the sides of the story, but it was weird. The video was uncomfortable how they went about it, and like, I mean, you know, then Mila's like they were obviously like reading off a script. You know,
I was gonna say
like,
from a PR
they
perspective,
they probably created that like over 24 hours with their publicist.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's how it felt. Like from your PR perspective, from me, an outsider, it looked like it was the most rehearsed thing, robot. None of it felt sincere.
No. And sometimes it's like, you know, I did a lot of crisis PR back in the day, and it's like, do you make a statement or do you let it just go by? And I think this is one of those scenarios where they should have just like, let it be personal between them and Danny if it matters that much to you, and just let it slide by.
Because I think the statement made it weirder. Like you're saying,
now
you stick...
everybody's publicizing that. Like I didn't even know that they had made a statement until that.
Right. Or that they wrote a letter, you mean? Like you didn't know that
exactly,
they wrote a letter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think that they knew that they would be public. I thought that they wrote those letters thinking that it would be sealed to the judge. And that was the one thing the judge told the attorneys, was I don't want any evidence that has to be sealed. So whatever I'm going to see is going to be open to the public. And I think that those attorneys that asked them to write the letter kind of might have played them a little bit and made it seem like it was going to be sealed.
They should know though, because I feel like in any dealings I've dealt with, is like, you know, it's all going to come out. It always does. They always will send a press release. They'll always put the documents out.
Plus, and like in the way of the world now, somebody, they could pay off someone, even if it was sealed. Like how many people are getting paid off to release court documents? To me, the fact of whether, I think them thinking that it was closed and what they wrote made me look at them sideways. Like 100%. You assumed that this was going to be closed. So you really went out there. Not to mention, there's no way that they didn't know at least the generalities of what was going on. I don't know if you saw Danny Masterson's ex-girlfriend who accused him, who is one of the women, came out and wrote very accusatory things about Ashton Kutcher. And Laura Prepon, who's Scientologist, about how they all helped Danny to cover up a lot of things.
Wow.
Well, did you see the whole thing that I'm so intrigued by is the murder of it all?
What?
Ashton Kutcher. Oh, have you not heard this?
Whoa.
Okay, so I had known this for a while. This has been public information that I think it was pre-Demi. Ashton maybe had just been on That 70 Show for a year or two. So he wasn't like a bona fide star yet. And he had a date plan with this girl. Ends up, he goes to her house for a first date and she's not answering her phone. She's not answering the door. He goes around to the side window and sees red wine on the floor. He ends up leaving and finds out that she had been stabbed almost 50 times.
No.
Isn't this a movie? No, for real. I'm like having deja vu. This was like a movie plot.
It was an episode of Punk'd.
No, man.
It sounds like a movie for sure. It sounds like something totally could happen where you're like, oh my God, am I going to be framed for this murder since I went there on a date? You know, whatever. But basically why this is coming back into light now is Danny Masterson's ex-girlfriend, who's been very vocal on her Instagram, said
Bixley
or whatever, she came out after the letters had became public and she said, hey Ashton, like, I know the secrets, who your hero. Basically, I was there the night of February 21st, 2001, when you called Danny. That was the same night that that girl was murdered. So now people are thinking, not that Ashton murdered this girl, but that he actually walked in and saw her dead body, freaked out, called his team in his car. They told him, hey, do not get involved in this. Leave, go to this after party that you're supposed to go to. Do not mention it to anyone. And then when it comes out, then you go to the police and say, like, do not be the person of whatever they call it, the
like person of interest
in the story, because it's going to ruin your career.
That's
why they think, hey, Ashton called Danny, and then that's why they had to write these letters, because if Scientology said, hey, Danny
did you a solid,
told this, so you better write these letters. So that
conspiracy theory. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to, that was just so much information.
Sorry, yeah.
It's
fascinating.
But this whole Scientology world that people are talking about, and like each year, I feel like we get one celebrity that leaves and we get a little more nuggets, like the whole Leah Remini documentary and everything going on there. Whatever cult this is and how they protect people is so crazy.
100%. And even on the stand, these victims of his said, weird things would happen after they came forward, like their dog would end up dead and they ate something that was wrapped in poison. It's like, then there would be people harassing them and making, one girl said that there was someone who kept posting like sex ads with her photo, like on Backpage or something. And it was like Scientology, like torturing these victims, being like, if you keep talking, we're going to fucking ruin your life, which we've heard time and time again.
And that Leah Remini alluded to a lot of that in her documentary. That was really mind blowing about, you know, everything that goes on in Scientology. Do you guys see a lot of that out in LA? In my head, it's like a very like LA thing, which is probably stupid, but I just like associate.
Half the time, I don't even know that they're like a celebrity who's in Scientology. I mean, I used to live right by the big building.
Oh, yeah.
That's in like East LA. And it's just like, it's their own world. Like there's like kind of like guards or like people who are like going to entice you to come in. I don't know. Like you don't go over there.
I haven't heard. I feel like it's definitely, with all of the knowledge now, I don't think it's as hot as it once was. Like, let me go. You know what I mean? I don't think people are flocking to it like they once did.
Right. But
Madonna. There's still the Celebrity Center I lived near. That was, that's still up and running. They have multiple buildings in LA.
The Celebrity Center, like, just because you're a celebrity, you get your own private, what, church?
It's kind of like almost like a members only club where you can go to and you're definitely treated better than most of the other members. And I think they don't want you to see some of the stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So
that is really wild.
When you're a celebrity. Wow.
I think a lot more. I would love if this ex-girlfriend like dropped the bombs, because I would I just think there's a lot more that's going to come out to this story. And I think post Me Too, we've seen a lot of people who've previously been so protected in Hollywood. Like each year you're starting to see more and more of that come out. And I hope that that continues, because it feels like what goes on in Hollywood is a very, you know, a lot of it seems a little dark.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even like post Me Too, I still feel like there's so much that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's really disgusting and disturbing.
Hopefully it gets better. On to a lighter topic. I know Corey was dying to talk about Tori Spelling living in a van.
Oh my gosh. The rumors are not true. I'm so upset. I'm a diehard Beverly Hills 90210 fan. OG. Shout out all the cast. But everybody,
you've tried to get us to rent the Huntington Beach house that they went
there's
to.
There's this house. It's right between like Hermosa and Manhattan Beach, going down to like Redondo, and it's like where they all lived like during college. And
yeah, I loved that house in the show. It's also so weird how into Beverly Hills 90210 you are because of your age. You're what, 33?
32? Yeah.
You're 33. So that show for me, I was young when it came out. So like, how the heck did you even get into that? Like, as long as I've known you, I associate you with you sending me memes of like Donna being pushed down the stairs, Kelly's outfit. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm rewatching 90210. I'm like, it is like 2017. What are you doing? I love this. But how did you find this?
It's a classic. I mean, my sister, I remember, had the Barbie dolls, right. And it was just like always on TV. My sister's 5.5 years older than me, so she wasn't that old watching it, but it was just on TV, and like I was not watching cartoons. I was watching real shit. 90210, Baywatch.
I wasn't allowed to watch it because of the like sex scenes. Yeah, it was forbidden in my house.
Well, anyway, everybody's saying that Tori, you know, like was out of money and living in an RV.
Yeah. What's your inside scoop?
Tori was with her family celebrating the summertime, getting some good time with her family.
She's flat broke.
She's not broke.
Why is she living in a motel?
She has access to money.
Well, where is it then? And why is she in a trailer park?
She's saving.
No. Why this hotel that she's at, from an LA point of view, where was this hotel?
It looks no
so seedy.
It was like an RV, right?
No, she had both.
Sure it was like a campsite.
Oh.
There was one set of pap pictures of her living in a motel, and then the campsite and the RV was after.
Yeah, this is when you're down and out. I'm sorry, babe. I know you love her, and that's okay. We all go, we ebb and flow in life, but I don't think she's killing
she's
it right
flowing.
Now.
You would she's never flowing. Say, so if you had to pick Kelly or Tori...
Kelly.
Oh.
Well, actually, no. Kelly was a bad friend to Brenda.
I'll always be Team Brenda.
Team Brenda.
Brenda. Forever. Brenda, they made Brenda look like such a crazy bee on that show. It was so unfortunate. And I know how you feel about Adrian, Corey. Don't even get us started.
Wait, is Adrian?
Adrian Maloof?
No, that was her name, right? Adrian on the show, the one who always got like the shitty
nerd
edit.
Andrea.
What was it? Andrea.
Yeah, not Andrea. Andrea. It's Andrea, like under the table.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's
poor girl.
Yeah.
They like got her hit by a car. They gave her an early pregnancy, so I think she couldn't go to college.
They gave her oh my gosh.
She was pregnant real quick. Maybe it was the college years, but.
Well, they were like, God, you're 36 in 12th grade.
They're like, you're really she's actually pregnant in real life.
That might have been it.
Okay, so I know you feel strongly about Tori Spelling in that. There were some other topics that you wanted to chat about, one being Cher's Christmas album.
Very excited about it. I mean, it was only a matter of time. And I like how she has two album covers, one where she has blonde hair and one where she has brown hair. She's giving the people what they want.
Now, if
I'm wondering what she's going to sing. I don't know if the track list is out. Like, she's singing Oh Holy Night. Is she going to do a take on Mariah? Is she going to beat out Mariah this year?
Oh, no.
That could never happen.
If you had to give us a rendition of Cher's reenacting Mariah, how would that sound to you?
I don't even think she can, because Cher's like, do you believe? She's like,
give us some Cher holiday music.
Do it.
Oh, holy night.
That was kind of Elvis, kind of.
Yeah, it was a little good. Too deep for sure.
Did you guys watch the VMAs last night?
Parts.
Yeah, saw the tidbits, saw the good stuff.
What are your thoughts on K-pop? I watched the VMAs for probably the first hour, and one, felt so insanely old because I really didn't know half the people and half the categories. And then they announced this whole K-pop category, and I was like, you're such an old lady, because I knew a few of the songs but had never heard of any of the artists.
I know nothing about K-pop. I mean, I know the main, what's the big one with all the guys that are in the army?
BTS. What?
BTS. I know
they're
that.
In the army?
Yeah, I guess.
They're
like
in the army?
It's like a government. I don't think they like wanted to go freely. I think it's they had to go.
Oh.
The draft.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know much. I mean, I was just there for Olivia Rodrigo, even though
oh, yeah.
I'm a 31-year-old gay man. I stan her so hard.
I think that's
what you think. What is it about Olivia Rodrigo? I'm struggling because I don't know. This is where I feel like an old lady. Like
as for the old ladies in the audience, and maybe me as the in between, I jumped on board for Olivia like lately. Like I'm like, okay, she has so many people like stan her. Like Gwen Stefani supports her, Alanis Morissette. Okay.
Oh.
Olivia mentioned that like she was a fan of Bikini Kill, and like I'm like, okay, cool. So you're like giving credit to like the acts that you sound like and that inspired you, and now you're bringing that music to like a younger generation, which I can get on board with.
I think the hardest part for me is when I heard her, I thought so much pop, and she talks and references so much of that like grungy, punky stuff that we heard growing up. And it's like, obviously those were her inspirations, but I just look at her as like, and I mean, I guess they were pop back in the day. I just feel like she's giving off a more like edgy, she wants to be more edgy, but I don't hear that in her voice, if that makes sense.
I see that. I look at her because it's very similar songwriting to Taylor Swift, I feel like, with the lyrics.
Really?
The lyrics. So I almost feel like she's like the bad, edgy Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
Versus being like a theater kid
type. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I do like her songs. I do like that Vampire song and the Good For You song. Right? That's her?
Yeah.
Like an old lady. Yeah. Look at me. No. Okay. I do like her stuff. I just am like... I don't know. I think this is where like my age is showing. What makes her a gay icon?
I honestly, I don't even know what makes someone a gay icon. I feel like
it's just written
innately. It's written in the stars, and we all gravitate towards that person. I don't know what it is. And I'm usually really hard on like young pop stars just because I grew up in the Britney era, and I just feel like she was so larger than life.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that's hard for me to see someone and be like, wow, they have such star power on stage. But there's just something about her that
interesting.
I really, and I, like you said, I really like her music.
What are some other gay icons for you so that I can really get an understanding of your style?
Mine are more of the cliche ones. So I also grew up, like I loved Sarah Michelle Gellar, like the Scream Queens of the 90s.
She's a gay icon?
In my, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer will always be a gay icon.
Oh, of course. How did I not think of that? Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have just the normal, like, Britney's and Madonna of the world.
Okay.
Who I consider, like, the queen and princess of pop.
Okay.
Who's your, like, gay icon?
I never asked you that.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. She's up there, too, with the, yeah.
Mariah. Anyone else? I love Mariah. Love Celine Dion. I feel like I'm like the old lady here. I love Celine Dion. I love Mariah Carey. The early stuff.
Mariah Carey was my first tape that I ever bought. And on her first tape, there's a song, Someday. You know that song?
Someday. Yeah, absolutely.
Someday. Boy, you're gonna be. So she raps on that, or like talks fastly. So she does that. And I used to play that and rewind it so that I could get all of the words, because they didn't put the words in the tape anymore. Mariah is like up there on my list. Also, next time you come to New York, I don't know when you both are coming next. There, this past weekend, I saw this show, and I swear to God, it was the funny. It's an off-Broadway show. It's called Titanic. And it is basically, it is the story of Titanic told through the eyes of Celine Dion with all Celine Dion music. And when I tell you, I was like trying not to pee my pants. It was so funny. I haven't laughed that hard in so long. It's so good. Put it on your list.
I've seen the ads for this because Dan is like the biggest Titanic fan.
Oh, you have to see it. Are you coming home for a holiday coming up?
I am. And this sounds right up my alley. So
I'm Oh my God.
This because
if you need a date, I could see this show over and over again. It's so good. It's amazing. One thing that we didn't chat about, and I know we're like getting close to time, one thing we didn't chat about is Bravo's Lindsay and Carl. Corey, are you caught up to date? Dan, I know, do you? Corey's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Carl? There's somebody on TV named Carl.
It's from a show called Summer House. Have you heard of it?
Okay. Takes place in the Hamptons. They basically put a bunch of people together to live in a share house, like what we used to do down the shore. I guess you didn't. Yeah, you did. You do that in Maryland?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, okay. What are your thoughts? Give us your hot take, Dan. I want to know.
I don't know too much. I do know. I heard that he approached this on camera, which I think is so hard to do to someone. And that a lot of audience members did not like her.
Wait, true. What's the context? Didn't like.
Okay, so this is the context. So Lindsay and Carl are on Bravo, or on Summer House. They've been on Summer House together probably for like 6 or 7 years. And they were best friends on the show. They tried to date one summer. He finger banged her. That's his words.
Didn't work out.
And it was weird. And they like tried to date. She has a timeline, like wants to be married by this age, wants to have kids at this age. Any relationship that she's been on in the show, that's been her timeline over the last 6 years. She's probably in her mid to late 30s now. So her and Carl started dating about a year and a half ago, got engaged like 6 to 8 months after. Not judging. Mm. They're older, in their 30s. Totally normal. And then they just finished this season of filming Summer House. And apparently the day after filming wrapped, he called production and told them that he was going to break up with her and had production come over to their apartment to film it.
Wow.
In real time.
I think that's a horrible thing to do. I mean, obviously they are reality stars, so that is their job to share it. But I think you have the decency to have that conversation with your partner in private and say, let's give it a few days and maybe not tell anyone and like process this one-on-one, and then we'll bring the cameras in and have that discussion.
My man's so sweet. It's no, he'd be there if
he woke up with me. He also, it's out there that there are rumors and allegations that there was cheating, that he was just being a sleazeball. In seasons past, he was known to be like a fuckboy, for lack of a better word. Like, that was his persona. That's what he did. He got sober. And as he got sober, he started changing in a sense of like, he didn't want to party as much on the show. You kind of were seeing a new grown up side of him that everybody was really, really liking. And it's almost now people are bringing him back to that villain status, saying that like, that didn't really change anything about him. He still is who he is deep down, which... Yeah, the things that are being put out there are kind of wild.
I just can't believe that somebody named Carl is snagging this much puh.
If you saw him, he's like 6'4" and built like a brick shit house, to be honest. Oh. I actually saw him, fun fact, in LaGuardia's elevator after a red eye from Palm Springs.
Did he have game?
He like, it was too early, and I was with my husband. I couldn't, you know, test it out. Yeah.
He wasn't like a tall drink of water, though.
Yeah, he's very good looking. He wears very tight shorts. I like men with big butts.
And I cannot lie.
So, anywho, that's a summer house scoop. I know we're almost at time. I have a few more games. Can you give me 5 more minutes? 3 to 7. Give me 3 to 7. Okay. So I asked you both, and I wonder if you did the homework, that while you're here, could you grace us with a housewife tagline? And I want to know, did you do the homework, and do you have any housewives taglines for me?
I did do the homework.
I know you did. I bet you Corey did too.
And Corey does have a few up his sleeve.
A few?
We're ready to go. I think he's pulling them up now. I think he has some options ready to go.
I'm dying to hear these.
So I actually just asked a friend. I phoned them in. I phoned them in. I asked a friend.
Can you shout out the friend
to like read them in like a housewife?
Shout out to Aisha, who wrote these for me. Who's also of the restaurant gang. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the restaurant gang. Okay.
I think this is the most potent one.
Okay.
I'm perfect, so I don't have time for your bullshit.
Oh. Okay. Can you tell me the others?
You might not be perfect, but I am.
I like that.
I feel they're all around you being perfect. Yeah. Like, if that's not your best friend, I don't know. Like, you're perfect, so go fuck yourself. Is this around you being perfect, too? Please. I hope it is.
Yeah, the other ones. So, like, I have misophonia. I can't stand to hear people chewing gum or chewing. That. The other ones, I got 99 problems, and your loud chewing is all of them.
Ooh, okay. When we were talking about your loud chewing earlier, I was going to say mesophilioma, but that's definitely not what it is. Misophonia. Dan, what is it again, Corey? What's the winner? The first one you said?
The first one. Sorry, my boss is texting me.
Tell your boss that you were in very busy, very, very busy.
I should tell her, you might not be perfect, but I am.
That's the one, right? You might not. Okay, so Corey's tagline is, you might not be perfect, but I am. Love that. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
Mine is, I may be unemployed, but at least I'm not morally corrupt. Get it? Get it? That's...
Holy mic drop.
That shout out to Camille Grammer said that about Faye Resnick, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Give it to us again, because that was so good.
I may be unemployed, but at least I'm not morally corrupt.
Shout out. I'm sorry, Corey, yours was great, but that really killed. That was the one. Okay. One last question. And then I have you seen the trend that's going around on TikTok, Instagram, all the things about girl dinner?
Yes. That's the one where they're like, girl dinner, and then they're posting what they're eating.
Yeah, but it's really like girl dinner is like a mashup. Like, you don't feel like cooking. So like, let's pull together the most random things just that we like don't feel like putting like a full meal together. Like, we don't need to cook for someone. No one's going to be here. What are we eating for dinner? What would be your go-to girl dinner?
I'm so bad with girl dinner. Usually will just get Mendocino Farms. I'm not one to like scrounge up. I'm like weird with meals. I'm like, I need like a full meal, like a side dish.
Okay, Dan, way to make us all of us girls out here look like assholes. Like, no, I like a fully nutritious meal, 75% protein, 20% starchy carbs.
I'm not good with that.
Okay.
I feel like you're better. Corey might have a girl dinner for you.
What is it?
A girl dinner is like things you just kind of scrounge up because you don't feel like cooking. It's like, oh, I'm going to put like my girl dinner is like, I'll make myself a fake fake meat and cheese plate where I'll put like
a meat and cheese plate,
pickle, some salami, a tortilla, some hummus, a carrot.
That does not sound like girl dinner. That sounds like a great night.
Or
in.
Like toast and peanut butter and jelly on it.
Yeah, that's like my go-to everyday life meals. Like, Dan used to make fun of me because he says that I would eat like a girl from like the early aughts on a diet, because I'll text him and be like, yeah, so this morning I had like half of a pickle, a carrot, toast with mayonnaise,
ew,
and like one M&M.
Yeah, his girl dinners were disgusting because mayo would just be it no matter what it was. It would be like peanut butter with mayo.
I have memories of us working at Not Said Dine restaurant of dipping fries in mayo. Or no, there was like a mayo that we had. Okay, last question. And then Corey, I'm going to ask you for the most embarrassing story you have about me. So think about that. Last question. Who is your celebrity hall pass?
I feel like I have a few.
Fair. I was going to say top five, but you only can give get me a one. Few.
I feel like it's, well, this is maybe not it anymore. It's always been Leo DiCaprio, but I feel like as time goes on, the more like bloated and just, I'm like, I feel like I would have to do it for nostalgia purposes.
Like Leo, Romeo and Juliet era.
Of course. I think, but if I had to be like now, it would be hard not to choose him, even though I don't think that would be.
He
I
gives think I would off have, like
a Jacob Elordi or something. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. A Jacob Elordi or.
Doesn't
like a Henry
Leo...
Cavill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You kind of look like Henry Cavill.
Oh my God, I do. That's
don't you think?
Compliment. I don't see it, but I people say it's like Liev Schreiber.
Oh, I could see that too.
Or Jason Bateman.
You're so much more handsome. I think Jason Bateman's very handsome, but you're so much more handsome than him.
Oh, way more. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I love those. Yeah. Who's yours, Corey?
Tim McGraw.
Oh,
okay. And Faith Hill together.
Oh
and
my
they can God. Just do their thing and I'll hang out.
And then Brenda and Kelly are like in the mix.
Yeah.
He just wants to have a sleepover. No,
I know.
No sexual.
Like, I just wanted to ask questions.
Yeah, I just want to hang out.
Okay, I'll Corey, before we end, give me your best embarrassed. So me and Corey knew each other when I was single for the first time in like 7 or 8 years. It was my early 30s where I was going ham. I'd say I was probably drinking like 4 to 5 days a week. And I would say that as a human looking back, I was probably a little lost in the sauce. So all of the stories from that time are prime hysterical embarrassment. What do you got? You can be as free as you want because I know there's plenty.
I don't even know.
Really?
I don't have anything.
Was there ever like a drunk getting kicked out of a bar or like she went
home
with like
some guy
that was disgusting?
I mean, we all know the story about the guy who was disgusting, right? I feel
like
you've talked about that on here.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought him to your birthday.
She dated a very young man who was on the grill line.
Yeah. Don't say the grill line.
Wasn't he?
What's
a,
like
no,
the grill
he
line?
Was.
He cooked the meat.
Okay.
He cooked the meat.
All right. There's something. Okay. Continue.
One time,
burgers, like the kind your mom worries about. Like, oh, I don't want you with a man who's flipping burgers.
He was
doing exactly that, and then he flipped her burger, and she seemed very happy at the time, so we just let it go.
Okay.
But now she's got a better cooked burger now.
I remember
hey, it all
one
turned
time.
Out okay.
Yeah, I'll never forget the time he showed me how to tell if the meat, because it was a burger place, and I'll never forget the time he showed me how to show on your hand if it's cooked all the way. Like if it's this soft, like how open you close or open your hand is how soft or hard it's supposed to be for the, like, this
oh,
is rare.
Like
this is medium rare. This is, and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So that tells you where I was in my life. Anywho, I love you both so much. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your taglines. They killed. Any closing notes that you think you want the people to know before we close out?
I just want to share, like, I know we've talked about Camille Grammer a couple times.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to say, like, I never watched this show, even when I worked with them. Sorry. but... I think she's supposed to be like a badass or like the bad one on the show or the villain or whatever. She is the nicest, sweetest celebrity I've ever worked with. She's so cute.
Would you pick her over Kim Kardashian? Who's sweeter?
Camille. Camille, like, same
really?
Christmas to you and happy birthday.
Oh.
Kim's too busy.
Have you ever received a gift for your hard work from one of your clients?
Yeah. I mean, the best... There was one who sent me a candy apple, and I was like, your system must be doing this.
Harvey Wines.
Candied apple. Did it have nuts on it, or was it plain?
It was plain.
Oh, they didn't even splurge for the peanuts. Okay.
I loved it. The best was Jewel. She wrote like a handwritten Christmas card and like sent a candle that her son had made. Like, she is just the top of the pops.
Jewel was one of those people growing up that I just was in love with. Her voice, talk about different voices when they came out. I enjoyed so many of these fun stories. Corey and Dan, thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for listening to Bonded by Bravo. Jenna will be back with us next week. But this will not be the last that you hear about Corey and Dan or hear from them, because this has been a lot of fun. Thank you both so much for being here. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.